Okay, we're continuing in the Drashas Haran, we're in the Drush HaRavi'i, and in the Mosad Rav Kooks, we're on page Kuf Nun Vav. Okay, so we were talking about that Malach that was supposed to go with the Jewish people in the Midbar, and the Ran just got finished explaining most of those Psukim, and he now wants to continue. Again, the Psukim we're referring to are in Shmos, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk, Chaf, Chaf Aleph. So, just as an introduction, we were talking about the Malach that Hashem said, "Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanech Leshmarcha B'derech Laviach Alamakom Asher Achinosi." That Hashem tells Moshe, "I'm going to be sending with you a Malach to take you to Eretz Yisrael to be with you." He Shamir Mipanav Ushma Bekolo Al Tamer Bo Ki Lo Yisel Afeshachem Ki Shmi Bekirbo. Then you should listen to what he says and don't go against what he says, because my name is inside of him. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What does it mean, Kishmi Bekirbo? At least at the beginning here. So, says the Ran, Va'achar she'amar Kishmi Bekirbo. So when the Pasuk says that you should listen to the Malach because my name is inside of him, Hushav L'Rosh HaMikra. That's going back to the beginning of the Pasuk. In other words, the Pasuk said, be careful, listen to the Malach, don't go against what he says. That's part one of the pasuk. Then it said, "Ki lo yisel afishachem," because he will not forgive you. So kishmi bekirbo is going on the first part. Listen to the malach because my name is inside of him. Ki yesh pasuk zeh shtei mitzvos u'shnei taimim, because this pasuk has two parts, two reasons, two things to do. V'shiro kach, and the way it should read, basically what it means to read is, yishamer mipanav u'shma bekolo, be careful with him and listen to what he says. Kishmi bekirbo, because my name is inside of him. Al tamer bo, and don't go against what he says. Don't rebel against him because he can't forgive you. So, Aval Tzarech Bir. So the Ran wants to know, how do we understand this? Lama Hutzach Losis Tam Yishamri Mipanav Shema Bekolo Mitzad Hayos Hashem Is Baruch Bekirbo. What does it mean? You should listen to the Malach because Kashmi Bekirbo, because my name is inside of him. What's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? What does the Pasuk mean? Ki Yaduahu, because it's known. Shaham Malach Lo Yavo Ki Mitzad Hashem Is Baruch Lo Mitzad Atzmo. Everyone knows it's a Malach. Okay, so why should you listen to the Malach? Because the Malach is telling you what Hashem says. Who else do you think this Malach is coming from? So what does it mean, listen to the Malach because my name is inside of him? Aval Nerei Pshat HaKasuv, it seems from the simple explanation of the Pasuk, Sheyitzavo Sonu Lino Kavodim Zeh HaMalach Yosir Mimashinase Malach Achar. It seems like Hashem wants us to give more kavod to this particular Malach more than other Malachim. Since Hashem's name is inside of him, whatever that means, therefore you should treat him very close to what you would treat Hashem. That his name is like the name of his Rebbe. It's like the Gemara says, some Apikurus said to Ravami, "Ksiv el Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem," that the pasuk says that Hashem said to Moshe, "Go up to Hashem." Alei Eli mi Baile, it should have said, "Go up to me," not "Go up to Hashem." It should have said, "Go up to me." Amar Lo Zem Atratron Sheshmo Kshem Rabba. That refers to that Malach whose name is like the name of his Rebbe. So the Ksiv Kirishmi Bekirbo. So as it says, because his name is inside of him. So it's as if that Malach is called Hashem. Whether we understand exactly what this means, even the Ran saying, whether we exactly understand what that means or not, whatever it means this Malach is something different than other Malachim, such that this Malach is called the Shem of Hashem of four letters. And Hashem commanded us to deal with this Malach like we deal with him. Okay. This answers a very important question. This Malach, if you remember, he comes back later in history, comes back with Yoshua, and Yoshua meets the Malach, and Yoshua bows down to him. So this Malach, who's the same Malach we're talking about in our pasuk, says, "I'm that Malach." Vayipol Yehoshua, and Yehoshua falls on his face. Al panav arza veishtachvilo, and he bows down to him. Vayomer lo ma aduni medaber alavdo, and he says, "What do you need to tell me?" Who minatema? This is surprising. Eicha yimutzer zel Yehoshua. How is it Yehoshua allowed to bow down to a Malach? Shereksev asher b'shamayim yimal. It says, don't worship Avodah Zarah, even the things in Shemayim. Remember Moseinu Zal, Rabbos Malachi Asheris, that the Pasuk Asher B'Shamayim Imal, right, this is from the Asheris of Dibros, that Asher B'Shamayim Imal includes Malachim. Vein Safik, Shekemosha Asher Lizboch, Lekater Bilti Lashem Levado, and just like you're not allowed to bring karbanos to a malach, you're also not allowed to bow down to a malach. Moshe Shaninu Perik Arba Misos Beistin, Echad HaMezabeach, V'Echad HaMekatev, V'Echad HaMenasech, V'Echad HaMishtachav, that the four ways to be chayiv of Avodah Zarah is whether you mezabeach, mekatev, whether you offer incense or wine libations or sacrifices, or you bow down. So how is he allowed to bow down to an angel? You will not find in the Torah anybody who bowed down to a malach, Ela Bilam, except for Bilam, who was not Jewish, where it says he bowed down to a malach. We have stories, Yaakov saw a malach, he did not bow down. David, so to David. Daniel also saw a malach. He gave him a lot of covered honor in words, so he spoke to him with great respect. He called him Adoni. But Daniel didn't bow down to the Malach. He said, I'm allowed to bow down to a Malach. Him Cain, if so, how was it allowed that Yoshua should bow down to an angel? Should be Avodah Zarah. The answer is that Yeshua saw, that's the same malach that we're talking about in our pasuk in Shmos. That Moshe was promised, I'm going to send a malach to you guys. Just Moshe got rid of it, that there would be no malach with the Jews. It would be Hashem himself while Moshe was alive. That Hashem himself would go with them. So therefore, that same Malach came to Yeshua, and that Malach is different. This is what we say in the Medrash, that the Malach said to Yeshua, I'm the same Malach who came in the time of Moshe Rebbe, and he didn't want me to go with him. And the Chazal further said, Moshe made it that Sarah, that Malach would not be with them all the days of Moshe. Then when Moshe died, so the Malach came back. Shekin Yoshua also, because it says Yoshua saw him. Shenem Ravi Biyos Yoshua Bericho VeGomer VeYomer Lo Ki Ani Sar Tzvar Hashem Atabasi. The same pasuk we're talking about. Okay, so anyway, you see from Chazal, this is that special Malach, and that special Malach, for whatever, Shmi Bekirbo, the name of Hashem is in him, so you're supposed to treat him like you treat Hashem. Since Yoshua knew this, he knew that this was the special Malach, so he knew bowing down to this Malach is like bowing down to Hashem, and therefore he did it. And that explains why this parsha in Shmos all of a sudden starts talking about not worshiping Avodah Zarah. Right? He says, I'm going to send a malach with you, and you should listen to the malach, and by the way, don't worship Avodah Zarah. That's in Pasuk Chafei. Why all of a sudden are we talking about that? We spoke about Avodah Zarah already in the Asaras and Dibros. Why are we talking about it now in this parsha about the malach? This is the reason. Since Hashem told us that this Malach, Hashem is sending us a Malach, that we should accept him, and we should treat him pretty close to the way we treat Hashem. Listen to him, do what he says. So Yeshua learned from this that he's supposed to bow down to him. So since Hashem just got telling them, there's a Malach I'm going to send, treat him like me, bow down to him, therefore Chazar is here, therefore Hashem had to remind everyone, don't bow down to Avodah Zarah. V'gomer, v'hu, that is to say, Ka'omer, afal pishir, shesicha l'chabi l'shtachav l'sofnei Malach zeh, even though I told you it's mutter to bow down to this Malach, this special Malach, doesn't mean you should bow down to other Malachim or other idols, other of the Avodah Zarahs of other nations. Because the Goyim also worship angels or celestial beings. The only reason this malach is different is because Shmi Bekirbo, whatever that means, Hashem's name is in him, so you're allowed to bow down to him, and that's bowing down to Hashem. But other malachim, no. Okay, the gam ken yishtam acher lomer b'kan los yishtach avei lohem los avdeim. There's another reason, says the Ran, that this pasuk we have to remind you after the malach comes to not bow down to avodah zaras. The fisha ani choshev she'asherish lo'avdei avodah zara mipnei shayi choshrim she'yesh yicholos l'malachim u'l'tzvah shemayim l'heitu v'lahara. So says the Ran, a big important thing about the whole concept of avodah zara in general. So says the Ran that he thinks that the reason why people worshipped avodah zara is because they thought the angels had independent power from Hashem. They could do bad, they could do good. Kasher yasigenu ritonim. And based on if they liked you, they'd be good to you, the celestial beings. And if they didn't like you, you'd have bad. V'amnam nafalatos bezeh alatzad shevar. The way this mistake happened is, as I'll explain, the who, kim heyosh in biyodim lehitu v'lahara mitzad atzam. Even though angels or celestial beings cannot do anything on their own, im kol zeh, but still, yefshesh le'yimach sheikh shepa'am yosir pachos kefi achanas ha-mispa'alim, kasher tamer b'mashal. So he's going to say, but based on the based on the thing it's affecting, it will have a different effect. But you'll see what that means. It says kasher tamer b'mashal shalavana tosif lelachleach haguf ha-mashvalim kefi asher nachinim lekabel halachos. So he says that the sun will heat things that are more susceptible to heat, and the moon, he says, will cool things that are more susceptible to cooling. And so too by other celestial beings. So what he means to say about that, whether forget the science of it, but he's saying there are certain things that are more, you understand that there's a natural reason why a certain celestial being affects a certain thing more, because it's more susceptible to accepting heat, let's say, or it's more moist. So it could be affected by celestial beings more directly. And everyone would understand that, not make any mistakes with that. So things on this earth, their ability to receive shefa, stuff from heaven, a flow from heaven, that's one of two ways. So either they're more naturally susceptible to get stuff from this celestial being, more heated or more cooled, or the other way is something spiritual. So in other words, let's say we know the moon affects the tide. So we know, no one thinks that that's anything spiritual. We know it's a physical thing. There's some kind of physical relationship because of the nature of the oceans and the way the world is set up and the gravitational pull, whatever it is. There's a relationship that the moon affects the tides. And that's a natural thing, and people could maybe figure out how that's natural. There are other things that are more seguliistic, more spiritual, kind of natural, but still nothing you can point to in science. So Hanoag and Bemishpatei Eskulos, like there are certain things that are spiritual. Again, like we've spoken many times, there are certain things that are spiritual but still natural, and that they just work because they do. It's not because of anything special done. It's just a segula, and it's not because you're good or you're bad. It's just they just work because that's the way the world is set up. Anything that's clearly natural, that everybody can figure out. Why is it that when you leave something out in the sun, it gets burned? It's not because of anything special, it's because it got burned. Everyone knows why the sun affects certain things, why certain beings may be more susceptible to heat than others. We can figure it out. Nobody's going to stop worshiping. No one will start worshiping the sun because they see this thing got more burnt than that. Everyone knows certain things are more susceptible to heat and things like that. Anything natural, that's not going to make anybody start worshiping anything. But things that are more spiritual, and that's what the Ran is saying, there are things that say the sun will affect or the moon will affect that is not physical in any way. It's natural, but it's not physical. Some type of seguliistic thing, that the way Hashem set up the world, that this thing affects that thing, and it's purely spiritual, seguliistic. This is the nature
Right, he calls it nature. It's the nature that's not seeable. So that's where they made a mistake. People saw this sugulistic power, this nature that when you do a certain thing, it has a certain effect. They thought that's because, oh, now the reason why this worked is not because the moon, Hashem set up that the moon affects certain things. Biskulius. They think, oh, it's because the moon likes you. So maybe if you slaughter some goat and bow down to the moon, just like we see that works in the Beis HaMikdash, to make Hashem be like you, so to speak. So too, if you would bow down to the moon, maybe it would have the same effect, because I see the moon seems to have power, so I want the moon to like me. That's where they made the mistake. Because of their foolishness, they didn't understand that there's a certain thing called a spiritual nature, something that's natural. It's not because you're good or bad or anything, it's just the nature of the world, just like the moon affects the sea and the tide. The moon can also affect other things because of spiritual nature, but it's just nature, it's just the way it affects things. So they didn't understand that. They didn't think it was because you on earth did something. They thought, oh, it must be the reason why this segulia sticker thing worked is because the moon likes you. So they thought maybe since the moon or this celestial being got something out of your action, and that's why it gave you what you got, so they started worshiping it. They thought the angels, the stars, that they enjoyed what you did. They thought, for whatever you did, they liked, so therefore, the more you do it, the more good you'll get. The more they like you, the more good they'll send you. That's where the whole Avodah Zarah comes from. Because of that, they came, so therefore, they came to worship the Avodah Zarah. Just again, to give you a more concrete example, so to speak. If someone were to tell you that wearing a red string causes the stars to, line up for you and something good happens to you, that's not correct. But let's say it was correct. So you think it's because the star liked your red string, and therefore the more the star liked you, the more you get. So you think, I'll bring a carbon to it, and then it'll like me even more. That's the idea that Ron's trying to say, that they did, people on earth knew stuff to do that was a piece of gula would help them, and they thought it's because the celestial being liked them or wanted them or enjoyed what they did, not because it just is nature that it works that way. So what they thought is completely false. Mishnei upon it for two reasons. Ha'echad, one, kein be'echad mima'aseinu arvas otzar le'echad me'alyonim klal. The spiritual beings, celestial beings, do not care less what we do. And they have no happiness or pain from anything we do. Things a physical person does on this earth do not have any pain to celestial beings. We're not connected to them in any way, shape, or form like that. Secondly, what they give off and what they don't give off is just like a robot. They just do what they do because Hashem programmed them that they do what they do. They can't add more, take away more mitzad atzmam because of what they decide. The only thing that changes is you. If you put yourself in a different place, in a different situation, you become different, then something might change. No mitzad amashpiyim, not because the star changed. Kvitas of the Avodah Zarah, like the of the Avodah Zarah thought. Because of this, Amr Bekan, it says, that's why it repeats here, do not bow down to Avodah Zarah, Acher Omro, after it says, He shamer mipanav eshman bekalo al tamer bo kilo yisafal lefish achem kishmir bekebo. So after the Pasuk just told you about this special malach that I'm sending you, that don't not listen to him, because he can't forgive you. Vehuka Omer, and that's as if to say, Acharei Omro Eilecha, after I just told you, this special malach that I just told you that's coming to you, that's special because my name is inside of him. That because of this, I, since my name is in him, I allow you to bow down to him. Vim Kolze, and still, Amayti Lechem Ki Lo Yisrael Afishachem, even though he's in a sense like me, and that my name is in him, I'm still telling you, he doesn't know how to forgive you. Mitzad shehu eino osa elish lichusi, because he's not the Balabayas here. He's not in charge. He's just doing what I tell him. He has no power to forgive. He's also, in a sense, like a robot. So, Ma'iyah, Bashar, Malacha, Masha'inim, Ma'adrek, also. Certainly, the lower level angels certainly have no ability to do anything. Kol Shekin, Mitzvah, Shemayim. Certainly, the other celestial beings. So you could see from here that they have no power on their own to do good or bad. If so, do not bow down to them and don't serve them. Because there is no point. As you can see from this malach, there is no point in bowing down to Avodah Zarah. So he's saying the reason the Pasuk repeats it is to tell you, you see from the way I described this special malach, that there is no point in worshipping angels, because they just follow what I say, and they have no independent thought. And this, what I just said, this takes away a lot of questions, says the Ran. And they explain a lot of hidden things, v'hu, and that is, shein safik shanim shachim achar avodah zarah ha-mishtokim elah, k'fiyah shar yoru b'zak sum v'divir ha-basinu zal. And this explains why so many people were running after avodah zarah. And it can't be, they weren't fools. Why were they bowing down to idols, to dolls? They're stupid. So many great people. It must be that they had anecdotal proof that it worked. It did help them out. Because if not, so many super geniuses and tzaddikim and everything ended up going after Avodah Zarah. They were all stupid. The thing was, it was based on what I just said. For who, and that is, ki bizmanim hakadumim hayunodim dvarim rabim asher behei osos hadvarim heim hayunim shech tovalas rav. In the olden days, what people go around today saying, this is segula for that, in those days they really knew what they were talking about. They knew things that were real segulas, that if you did them, it would help. For the hayutoyim bazet, their only mistake was, elal ofen hi moshe chatoeles beze inyin haya. Their mistake was how it worked. They thought if you do a thing, it's a segula, meaning because they thought that the celestial being was liked it, and that's why they got it. That was the mistake. It just worked because it worked. It only worked because of you, the one who did it. They thought it was because that something in Shemayim was happy with you. Yosef lachato, and therefore he would add on to it, and he thought, oh, maybe lekatel azabech l'malachas hashemayim. So he thought, okay, well, if they like this, whatever, this red string that I'm wearing, so then I'll just slaughter a cow to it, and it would like that too. I see in the Beis HaMikdash that that's a good thing. So that's how they came to their avodah zarah. So they knew things that were a segula, which in and of themselves, the segulas weren't wrong. It was okay to do them because they worked. If their thought was just like, this is just a natural way of, let's say, healing yourself. It's just worked with spiritual things, but it was natural. You weren't trying to get any sire to like you, then that would have been okay. But that wasn't the way they were thinking. That was their avodah zarah. They thought that they're trying to find favor in the eye of the angel, and that's what made it avodah zarah. So this is a big yisod from the Ran, and next week we'll continue a little bit more on this thought.